Some of the biggest construction projects announced in Wisconsin this year were for data centers to power artificial intelligence models. Today, we'll hear from WPR's business and economy reporter about the year in data centers. It's Monday, December 29th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, we'll hear more about data centers and community opposition to them. Plus, we'll revisit some of our favorite stories of the year, and we'll head to a school district in southwestern Wisconsin that excels at teaching math. Stay with us.
At Wisconsin Public Radio, trust is earned every day with clear reporting, thoughtful stories, and programs that truly reflect Wisconsin. I'm proud to support this work, not just as board chair, but as someone who turns to WPR daily. It's public media that works for all of us. Join me in keeping it strong at WPR.org/together.
In many communities across Wisconsin, data center development has been one of the year's biggest stories. Multi-billion dollar centers meant to support artificial intelligence needs are in the works in places like DeForest, Port Washington, and Janesville. Residents are pushing back against many of those projects. WPR reporter Joe Schultz covers economic development, including data center projects around the state. To look back at the year in data center news, he talked with Rob Ferret, host of WPR's Wisconsin Today.
You've been covering the development of data centers for a while. Are you surprised, like I am, about how much this issue has blown up just in the last, half year, 8 months or so?
A little bit. I mean, the pushback this year has definitely gotten a lot more pronounced than it was, I remember when former President Biden came to Wisconsin to announce Microsoft's project in Mount Pleasant. And the pushback has really intensified in recent months, it feels like. And there's been, more subsequent announcements since then as well.
Right. The quantity of projects and the size of some of them, it seems like if I've got a big chunk of land with nothing on it in Wisconsin, somebody's going to come to me and want to build a data center. Talk a little bit about how much this is spreading and mushrooming in Wisconsin.
Well, Microsoft expects to finish the first phase of its data center campus in Mount Pleasant next year. In September, the company announced plans to invest $4 billion in a second data center as part of that campus. Port Washington, has approved a development agreement for a data center campus in that community, and that one broke ground recently. And then opponents for that project have also started a recall petition for the mayor. And then Meta, just a couple months ago, Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, revealed that they're the developer behind a data center campus in Beaver Dam. And then another company, QTS Data Centers, is hoping to build a similar campus in Dane County.
One of the hopes, if you get a data center in your community, is that there will be jobs in the construction and then the operation. What do we know so far about the job impact of these projects?
So the construction jobs is where the bulk of the job creation from data centers is going to come from. Earlier this year, Governor Evers said that more than 3,000 construction workers have worked on Microsoft's first data center in Mount Pleasant so far. And then Meta's project, Meta says that they're expecting to have more than 1,000 construction jobs and then only about 100 construction jobs when that campus is completed. And then operational jobs, it's going to be much smaller.
You mentioned pushback in many communities. In some cases, that has stopped projects or paused them. In some cases, as you mentioned, recall campaigns targeting local officials. When people are objecting to these data centers, what kind of concerns have you heard them raising?
A lot of the pushback has been around concerns about the amount of energy and water that these data center campuses are going to use. A recent analysis by the nonprofit Clean Wisconsin found that Microsoft's data center campus in Mount Pleasant and the data center campus being developed in Port Washington could use more power than all the homes in Wisconsin. And then there were also concerns in Beaver Dam about a lack of transparency around that project, because the city approved a development agreement for it about a year before Meta publicly revealed that it was the developer behind the project.
Of course, not everyone is against these projects. What kind of hopes have you heard from people, politicians or others, who are supporting these projects?
Well, one of the big kind of key things, I think, for local officials has been, this is going to be new construction in their communities. This is going to bring additional property value to their communities. This is something that that some of the local leaders that I've talked to, you know, they say that it will allow them to boost their property taxes without having to, you know, tax homeowners and, you know, small business owners more, because these are like multi-billion dollar projects.
Joe, we'll leave it there. Thanks for bringing us up to date.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
That was Joe Schultz speaking with Rob Ferret of Wisconsin Today. Coming up, a Grant County elementary school has made huge strides in teaching math. We'll find out how they did it. Stay with us.
It's been a challenging year for public media.
The stories you treasure, from unforgettable documentaries to trusted journalism and local voices, thrive because of you. Your year-end gift supports far more than programs.
Your gift powers a space where children learn, teachers find support, and neighbors stay informed.
Thank you for standing with public media in Wisconsin at wpr.org/donate.
And finally, an elementary school in Grant County has changed its approach to teaching math, and it's paid off. Now nearly 80% of the students at Winskill Elementary School are at grade level. That's double the state average. Corrine Hess reports how the school did it.
It's a Tuesday morning, and fifth grade teacher Missy Spurley greets her students with a math problem.
Does everybody know what a budget is?
In this hypothetical scenario, teachers at the school went shopping and had lunch.
Logan, what's a budget?
But they exceeded their $60 budget. Now it's up to the students to figure out how much each teacher spent.
So everyone needs to be a part of this. Maybe have a plan of what you're going to do.
Gone are the days of sitting in rows and working on math worksheets. For the last several years, the Grant County Elementary School has reimagined how math is taught. This problem gets students working together and out loud. That's one part of the school's new approach, and it's working. When Principal Brad Sturmer arrived at the school 8 years ago, fewer than 40% of the students were proficient in math, matching the state average. Now, nearly 80% of the students at Winskill are either advanced or meeting expectations in math, according to the latest Department of Public Instruction report card. It's one of the state's top schools for teaching math, and Sturmer says its approach is one that could work anywhere.
It comes down to teaching the why behind mathematics, how things work, not just teaching tricks. That's a big mistake that people make.
Sturmer says Winskill focuses on teaching math and made sure its teachers were using the latest evidence-based practices, not just teaching the same way they learned when they were in school. Sturmer says the changes he and the staff made at Winskill were substantial, but not difficult.
I recognize not all schools are fortunate enough to have the strength that we do. But there are a lot of schools that have a ton of great people. And then it just comes down to, like I say, your structures and systems that you do.
The fifth graders in Spurley's class work in small groups at large whiteboards around the room to come up with their budget answers.
I got 68 and 8 cents.
Spurley says when students are standing, they're more engaged. And when the work is on large whiteboards, students can learn from each other. Spurley was about 10 years into her teaching career when she realized she might not be teaching correctly.
Then we had some professional development, and that helped a lot. And then as I started learning more, I started realizing how there's just better ways of doing things. And we need to change what we're doing to meet our kids where they're at.
Winskill math teachers meet weekly to make sure they're on the same page and students will move seamlessly to the next grade level. For example, the children in Maria Camp's kindergarten class started the day with true-false. So did Carly Enlow's third graders. It just looks and sounds a little different.
Is this what me thinking is?
Using Cookie Monster, wooden sticks, and songs, the five-year-olds can see and feel the math in camp's softly lit classroom.
If I have 6 and I subtract 5, I'm going to match them up.
Upstairs, third graders in Enloe's class also kick off the day with true-false problems, but at a faster pace.
10 times 8 times 2 equals 180. Decide if that is true or if that is false. Okay, show me your thumb.
National experts say WinSkills approach can work at other schools. They say one key to good outcomes is making sure teachers have content knowledge and an understanding of the best instructional methods of teaching math. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thanks to WPR's Corrine Hess for bringing us that piece. And thanks to you for joining us. That'll do it for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. Hope you have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.